Greetings, friends. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and from God our Father. I have a question for you. What in the world is happening to marriages? Did you know that worldwide statistics show that 50% of marriages end up in divorce? God said that the two should become one, but instead the one are becoming two. Why is that? Well, the answer is because of sin. And what I mean is that one or both, and most likely it's both partners in this marital relationship, are sinning to the point that it's causing separation. Now, in previous programs, I've been talking about how sin sucks health out of the mind, and it leaves us with distress. And certainly, there's a lot of stress in marriages today. And that's because sin is sucking the health out of the sinner's mind, and it's leading to distress. How does this happen? Well, let's go back to the beginning to first see God's command of how it should be, and then we'll see how sin begins to suck health out of the mind, leading to distress and leading, in the case of marriage, to divorce. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2, and we'll start reading in verse 24. This is where God institutes marriage. God said to Adam and Eve, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." That's a simple sentence, but a profound truth. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. There are three things happening here. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and the same is true for the woman. She should be leaving her father and mother. So the first thing is leaving. The second thing is cleaving. And he shall cleave to his wife, and the wife shall cleave to her husband. And then the third thing, they shall be one flesh. Shall be. It's a process of becoming one flesh. Three things: leave, cleave, become one. Now, how is this accomplished? Well, what it should involve is both the man and the woman leaving their primary allegiance to their mother and father, and then, two, cleaving to one another. In other words, having their primary allegiance to one another. And that is how they end up in the third step, becoming one flesh. Because no longer should the man or the woman run home to mommy and daddy every time something goes wrong. No, they should cleave to one another and learn to work out things for themselves. Now, of course, you can receive advice. I'm not saying don't search for advice. And God says himself that in the multitude of counselors, there is wisdom. And that is, of course, if these counselors are depending on the Word of God. And so I'm not against counseling. But what I am saying is we should not have our primary allegiance to our mother and father anymore. We should be looking to solve problems on our own, to build this mechanism for resolving problems, working it out. That's what we should be doing. That's a part of this cleaving to one another and becoming one flesh. Now let's see what happened, though, when sin entered the picture. Because no longer did Adam and Eve, no longer did subsequent marriages go in the right direction toward becoming one flesh. They went in the opposite direction of the one unit becoming broken up into two independent people again, where instead of cleaving to one another, they're no longer cleaving to one another. They're leaving. The husband is leaving his wife, the wife is leaving her husband, and now they're cleaving to their mother and father again. It's reversing the process, and we have to reverse this curse of divorce. So in Genesis, the third chapter, verses 11 and 12, it says, Adam, and this is God questioning Adam, have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? And Adam responded, well, yes, I did eat it, but the woman whom you gave me, she gave me of the tree, and that's why I ate it. Do you see what Adam was doing? Adam was playing the blame game. And I'm telling you, on the authority of the Word of God, don't play the blame game. That's a divisive game. That's exactly what Satan wants. And this is exactly what happens, is when sin enters the picture, most often, people are not going to accept the fact that they have done something wrong, that they have sinned, that they're the problem. No, what they're going to do, they're going to point to their mate and say, she's the one that's the problem. Or if it's the woman, he's the one that's the problem. That's the blame game. Instead of owning our own sins and repenting and then working out the problem together, instead we blame one another. That's not the way to go. Do not play the blame game. Instead, we have to become one flesh. Now the problem is, people are trying to decide which flesh to become. The husband wants the woman to become his flesh, and the woman wants the husband to become her flesh. So the two should become one, but which one? Well, the answer is, we should become one in Jesus Christ. That's who we should become one in, is in Jesus Christ. So if the husband and the wife are both striving to cleave together in Jesus Christ, then they will become one. And that, my friends, is truly the key. So when it says the two shall become one, we have to keep in mind that the one should be in Jesus the Christ. If we both have Jesus Christ as the head of our family, if that's what we desire, then we shall truly become one, because Jesus Christ knows all about unity. Everything was created through Jesus Christ by God the Father. They worked together in unison. They created everything through the power of the Holy Spirit. There was nothing created that was not created through Jesus the Christ. Everything that God the Father created was created through Jesus the Christ. And when Jesus the Christ has subjected all rule and authority to himself, he is going to turn everything back over to the Father. That's unity. So we should listen to what Jesus Christ says, because he knows all about unity. And what does Jesus Christ say? Well, let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll read verses 17 through 33. This is Ephesians chapter 5, and verses 17 through 33. This is what Jesus says about reversing the curse. This is how we can stop divorces. This is how we can set the example such that people will want to be married. They will look at marriage as a wonderful thing. Let's listen to the inspiration of Jesus Christ as given through the Apostle Paul. Jesus says, therefore, do not be unwise. All right, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And I'm about to tell you what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine, in which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. This is the key. Be filled with the Spirit. This is the Spirit of God. This is the Spirit of Yeshua, of Jesus. This is the one that knows about unity. So if we are filled with his Spirit, then we will be working toward becoming one. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this may not sound like instructions for marriage, but it is. What God is telling us is that if we're thankful in all things, if we're rejoicing, singing hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts, if that's the attitude that is infused into our marriage, then we're going to have a wonderful marriage where the two are one. And Jesus goes on to say, after he says, singing and making melody in our hearts, always giving thanks. He goes on, transitions right into this next part of that same sentence. Submitting yourselves one to another, how? In the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. So it's not about wrong type of rulership. Jesus Christ is our head, but we know that Jesus Christ rules us in a loving relationship. And he goes on to say this. And Jesus Christ is the Savior of the body. He laid down his life for us. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And husbands, we don't get away scot-free. Here's our instruction. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. See, that's the key. Christ gave himself willingly for his body, for the church. He did it in love. That's the way we should be, giving ourselves to our wives in love, laying down our lives. In other words, spending time with them instead of spending time all the time in front of the TV, watching a football game or a hockey game, or spending all of your time out with the fellas drinking in some bar. Don't be filled with wine, but instead be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit of God says that we should be spending time with our wives, going shopping with them. That's right. If they want to go shopping, going shopping with them. If they want to talk, talking to them. If they want to just walk and hold hands, walk and hold hands. Love your wives. Lay down your lives for your wives. Do what they want to do. Show them that you value them and highly honor them. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself as the glorious church, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Husbands, buy your wives some clothes. Make them feel glorious. Don't have them wearing rags and looking like a drab. Honor them. Treat them as special. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no man yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. So just like you love yourself, love your wife. You know how you take care of yourself. Spend that same amount of time, quality time, taking care of your wife. Even as the Lord loves the church, for we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bones. Let the two become one flesh. She is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That's what Adam said when he saw Eve, and that was before sin entered the picture. He said, wow, this is what I've always been waiting for. He highly valued her, cherished her. He said, she is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Let the two become one flesh. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two of them shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. But also let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she defers to her husband. That's the key to reversing the curse, to having a happy, successful marriage.